What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Disney News Weekly. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Kim Possible, Frozen 2, and Bing Bong Sweet Stuff. Get ready for the most dramatic episode ever.
Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What's up, guys?
Oh, that was amazing.
We were talking about The Bachelor before we started, so obviously I had to throw in a little bit of
you got
Chris
us.
Harrison flair in my intro. What's up? I'm Sarah. This is Disney News Weekly, where we talk about Disney News Weekly.
And The Bachelor.
And The Bachelor.
How are you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
What's up? I have a voice now after Comic-Con.
I've got the gravel still. I get it for like a week after a con.
I get the gravel in the morning, but like by the end of the day, it's gone.
Mm. I sound like I should be like a detective in a 1920s radio soap. Like, yeah.
I just sound like Scarlett Johansson sometimes in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
Dylan really likes
voice.
It.
But, man, there's a lot of Disney stuff going on.
Is there?
It was a hot week. Well, 2 weeks, really, because we were at Comic-Con, so we missed a week. So we're catching up on 2 weeks' worth of news, and dang, some stuff. Well, Comic-Con. News always comes out of Comic-Con, mm-hmm. but also... some controversy amongst the Disney crowd on certain looks.
Leo is just has so much to say about our first piece of news because he got some internet flack.
Yeah.
We have our first look at live action Kim Possible.
That's right, we sure did. The thing we've been waiting for. Where's my monkey fist?
Can I?
This is Sadie Stanley.
Go ahead, please. One
you know
by
what?
One, down the line.
I think this costume looks cheap. I don't think it looks great. I think it looks like it just does not look good to me. It looks incomplete, and I see that they tried to modernize it a little bit and
I don't know people that walk around looking like that. But
no, I don't either. It just does not look good, and I just think I'm upset.
Yeah,
I'm very upset.
Here's the thing: this is the same company that found a way to make Captain America believable, and you're telling me that they can't make Kim Possible seem possible?
Guys, it's a DCOM.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, nobody wants it to be a DCOM. Like, when they said they were making a live-action Kim Possible, we weren't like, cool, Descendants with Kim Possible. That's not what anybody said.
But also, this doesn't
here's
look as good as Descendants does. Like,
even Descendants looks better.
Better at least,
because it just looks like custom. This looks like something that they ordered, and this is the big complaint. A lot of people say this looks like the discount rack at H&M or like Amazon Prime.
Real
right?
quick, this yeah. looks like the Party City catalog.
Yeah, yeah, this is like
Kim Possible.
Exactly.
Yes, it's exactly
the
what
plastic
it looks
bags
like.
With the piece of cardboard in front to show what it looks like
exactly.
with the very unsatisfied model. That's what although she is pretty, and I'm you know she's fine. It's the outfit, and the thing is. She's a spy, and I get everyone. I tweeted that I didn't like it, and I said that it looked like an Amazon Prime Disney bound, and everybody got on my case. They're like, "Oh, so you want to see a teenager's midriff? You perverted old?" I'm like, "No,
whoa,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this is a spy, and she should be wearing like the gear should look tactically worn. It shouldn't look like an accessory that she picked up in line
at a retail outlet. From Wet Seal.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the pants, like, what is that ballerina pants? Like, she's a spy." And then Doc Martens, like, you couldn't go with a tactical boot. You went with literally the most, like, cliche
fashionable
boot that you buy at the store. When
boot.
Yeah, it's like, give her, like, Doctor Strange had more combat boot.
Like, I wish she had, like, cargo pants on. Like, I wish.
I don't care that they don't have the pockets. I get it. Cargo pants aren't a thing, except in the military.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I wish she just had, like, legit, like, Cadet Kelly. Give me some Cadet Kelly pants. You know? Like,
also,
I don't want
I hate,
a midriff. I want a full shirt.
I hate the neckline. Like, why did they put a hole in the middle? Okay, so we took the midriff away, but we put, like, a hole at the top of her neck and with a medallion that connects it with... What is that? What is that? A peace sign? Like, what is going on there? And I just, like, I'm sorry. I think it's, like, silly decisions. They're silly decisions to me. Like, she should be a spy. She shouldn't be a Halloween costume. Anyway, sorry. That's my rant.
It does kind of look like Spy Kids, but a cheap version
of
Spy Kids.
Yeah, like, that's Shark Boy.
And Spy Kids had, like, yeah, this is Shark Boy Lava Girl.
Yeah,
this is not Spy Kids.
That's not Kim Possible. I get it. It's a fun. It's, like, lighthearted. I totally understand that. But I don't want to, you know, like, Kim was a badass. That was the point. She was, like, a badass girl in a kids show. Like,
yeah.
That's so rare.
This looks like a little girl,
yeah,
like
little
dressing
girl
up as a spy.
I'm a spy.
For, like, Halloween.
It's cool. It's funny because I'm a girl. It's like, no. It's, like, it's irrelevant that she's a girl. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it. It's too cute.
Yeah,
anyway.
Great.
Sorry. Rant over.
I completely agree with you, Leo.
I love Kim Possible. I'm still going to watch it. I'm just mad because Disney, I expect more.
You can do better, Disney. You can do better. Sorry, Sarah. How do you feel about it?
I think it's fine. Guys, like, this is a promotional image. Like, of course she doesn't look like she's been, like, climbing through tunnels.
No, but you wouldn't climb through tunnels in ballerina pants.
The
you
know pants what I mean? Are fine.
No.
The pants are actually leggings. Like, they're like yoga pants, but sure, sir, yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
It's just, like, yoga pants. It's just, like, fine. And I feel like it's a lot of, like, judgment based off, like, one image. It's just like, let's see. It's also a DCOM. Like, they have, like, $10 to make this movie.
Also,
I know,
like,
but Cadet Kelly
also
looks,
like,
better.
Let me not like it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I don't like
it's
every
fine.
Single thing that gets... I'm not complaining to you guys. But, like, everybody thinks that if you're a Disney fan, you have to like everything that Disney does. That's not true at all. You can be critical. I still think it's a cute look overall, but it's just not what I would have done with Kim Possible, and I don't think it does the original design justice. That's my opinion. And you can disagree with that. That's totally fine. And like we all know, it's perfectly fine to be wrong.
Somebody in the chat, Natasha Reddy, said she could wear joggers. I completely agree.
I would prefer
that. Like, that would be super cute. And that's super modern. But like...
Like a thicker material
yeah.
jogger. Yeah.
I have
that same
literally
material.
A pair of joggers that are that same color. That are Calvin Klein and they're great.
$10 Kim Possible. She did it. She did it with a Kim Possible budget. Sorry, Sarah.
I'm just like...
I'm done venting. Look. I'm back to normal. See? I feel better now.
Miranda's pointing out that Cadet Kelly probably had a bigger budget because it starred two huge Disney
oh
Channel
God.
Actresses.
That's pretty... That's
it's fun. True.
I can... Amazon Prime, Disney! Just order it! If we can freaking cosplay Disney Bound on the cheap, you can do better.
I mean, I cosplay... You know what I mean? Like, I can do it with foam and rubber. Like, they can do it with infinite money anyway.
I'm just like, I would understand if this was, like, a theatrical release, but you're, like, being so intense about a DCOM.
Yeah, but it's, like, a DCOM that's kind of important to a lot of kids, you know? Like, grew up on that show. Mm-hmm. It's like, I get it, they're making it for a new generation, but that's not the generation
I'm
that
the
got
one who
Possible.
Grew up on the show.
Yeah?
I did.
Are you stoked about this DCOM?
Well, I'll, like, judge
exactly.
it when I see it.
Are you stoked? I want you to be hyped. That's what promo images are for, to hype you up.
Anyways.
I'm not hype.
Like, literally, I was like, oh, yay, we're going to finally see a picture. No, it literally looks like they just photoshopped, like, the promotional pictures of this girl, like, being, like, announcing the new Kim Possible. They just, like, photoshopped that head on, like, this costume.
They do say there is a point to be made that now they can sell this costume to kids, for sure.
True I got to say, when Leo tweeted it, it was the first time I'd seen it, when you tweeted it. And I did think that you were tweeting a photo of the costume from, like, Party City. I was like, oh, wait, can I buy that costume?
Case in point.
But whatever, I don't care.
That would have been funny, though. Imagine if I just would have tweeted, like, a false image of someone with clothes that are just the right colors.
You guys,
I thought you were, like, making fun of parties. Like, I thought you were, like,
you
making fun
thought
of...
thought it was a Kim Possible Party
I thought
City.
You were making fun of, like, Shop Disney because you were like,
oh,
wow, this
gosh.
Looks like Amazon Prime Shop Disney
oh,
where you can
God.
Buy this costume.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, guys. All right, we're done. I'm done ranting.
Yeah.
You feel better now? You feel
little
better?
Girls would want to buy cargo pants as a costume. Like, our freaking, like, military
okay.
wears that. Like, it's an honor
they
to get to wear things like that.
Yeah, but they sell, like when you go buy a magic wand at the Disney store, it never looks like it did in the cartoon either. Like, just alter it for the store.
Speaking of that.
You know what I mean? They have buttons and they play songs. That's not what they do in the movie. They make wishes come true. I want
just
that.
Going.
Keaton
Bye.
Walked off. I've never seen you so adamant
she
about
it. She was so mad. Oh, she has a sonic screwdriver.
Sonic screwdriver.
Oh, is that the new one? Is this the one from the new
this
doctor?
Is Disney
yeah,
movie
the
news.
New. Sorry, sorry.
Oh, is this what it looks like?
That's
it's like an alien.
Like. It's very organic looking.
I'm not a fan.
I'm sorry. Sarah's mad. I just, okay.
But it's cool, actually. It makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, sorry. Just yeah,
I'm not
doesn't,
a fan of anything.
It doesn't look
Kim
like
Possible is making me hate.
Leo's in a really angry mood today.
I'm just kidding. It's cool.
We can
it's
move
Count
on.
Dooku's
sorry,
lightsaber.
Sarah.
Okay. I'm
All
done.
Right.
What else, Sarah? I love you. By the way, thank you guys for listening to me.
Did you say I love you to the chat?
Yeah, I said I love them for putting up with me.
Next up, Frozen 2. In talks to have Evan Rachel Wood and Sterling K. Brown. Voice characters in the sequel.
I love
theories?
Sterling
you
K.
Theories.
Brown. Oh, I really, really, really hope this is a true hope. I really want Elsa to have a LGBT storyline. And I know Evan Rachel Wood is really big in that community and really outspoken in that community. And I'm like, maybe if she's in talks, that's a hope that they might be going towards that storyline and being a little bit more open about having a Elsa potentially fall in love
it would be the
another
biggest
princess.
Bomb dropped by Disney ever if they did that. Like, yo, Elsa, the most popular Disney
character. Right? I would love it. It'd be so great. So I don't know. It would make me very excited if they did that. Or even, like, I don't know. You guys said that Evan Rachel Wood might be playing, or like the whisperings are that she'd be playing the mom.
Well, it would be cool if she was. Well, we already.
What if the mom was having a secret relationship?
No, I don't. I can't. God, imagine that's even more.
But maybe that's no, that wouldn't work.
Who knows? The mother. Sterling?
Sterling K. Brown.
Who do you think he'll be?
Villain.
The Duke of Wesselton?
I said villain.
That's what I said. The Duke of Wesselton.
But you know he's they're going to have Hans back in this, so we're going to probably have more of the Hans? Brothers. So I think we're going to have some more brothers, like maybe the like king
the
from there.
Royal advisor
yeah,
or something
yeah.
Like
something
that.
From that island is, I think, it's going to be interacted with again. So it should be interesting. And I'm curious as to if maybe one of Hans's brothers will be there to try to woo Elsa or. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I wish it was one of Hans's sisters. That would be really cool.
Yeah. But. Maybe he's like Kristoff's best friend from high school. Like, that'd be fun too. If he was just like Kristoff's like, I know a guy.
Kristoff doesn't have a best friend from high school. He grew up with trolls.
I know, but like, maybe it's a troll. But like, you know, just like some other guy that he knows.
Not really, relationships.
Not really high school. I mean, like some guy that he like knows from his travels and like he's also like a reindeer whisperer or something like that. And they go on little best friend adventures together. Like, I don't know, to be a good guy.
Who is Jonathan Groff?
He voices Kristoff.
He does?
Yeah. You say the price of my love's not
oh
the price.
Oh my god! That's like why everyone's so much more.
That's why
now.
Everyone's mad he didn't like have a real song.
Yeah, because
he's
reindeer,
like such a good singer.
I'm angry now at Frozen. Mm. I am angry. Well, thank you guys. I hate Frozen. No, it's fine. I still really
love
Frozen.
An open door though.
That's no, Hans.
That's Hans.
Oh, that's Hans. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Well.
I do love
that's all the news we have for that, though, right?
Yeah.
We can speculate all we want, but we don't know. Sorry.
Keaton.
What?
Keaton.
Oh. Scourge. Hey, guys, it's me.
Who even cares about this movie anymore? Black Widow standalone film got a director.
Ooh. Who's a lady.
It's Kate Shortland.
God, she's a lady.
It sucks that after all this time she's finally getting a movie and, like, nobody cares.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
What did she do before? I was like trying to look up. I'm like, why do we care about this woman?
Who?
Oh, Kate Shortland.
The director.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
She, let's see. I thought I had the link, but I don't.
She really hasn't, the director really hasn't done much, and I know Patty Jenkins hadn't done a ton either before she did Wonder Woman. I am very excited that the Marvel Universe is opening it up to having a female director, but I...
She hasn't directed anything, I know, but yeah. She's directed stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited that we're getting a female director. Yay. But yes, I agree with you, Sarah. I think this is like nobody cares anymore about Black Widow's like backstory.
We already kind of got it.
We already got it in Ultron.
But no, here's the other thing. So here's the thing. They're saying that it's possible that this movie will be a prequel that takes place like and tells the story of how she became a Russian spy and how she got so good. So it's like an origin story for Black Widow, but after the fact.
What are they going to use? Like,
but that we already got that
younger?
In Ultron.
But like we didn't. We only got a. We only heard about her past.
No, we like see it.
What in Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
What do they show?
Flashbacks of her like in the room and getting sterilized.
Well, yeah, but we want to know that full story. Don't you want to know how she ended up and got out and what did she do and how did she train?
No, honestly, the backstory that they gave for her in Ultron was upsetting.
It was enough, though. Like, we don't need more than that.
Yeah, it's definitely enough. It's also like there's so many other female characters that I'd rather see a backstory for.
We're more excited for. Captain Marvel.
I would just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Honestly, I would rather have... if we were going to do a backstory of Black Widow, I'd rather it be, like, young Black Widow. Like
what if they
Scarlett Johansson can't do
it. What if they call it Black Widow, red on her ledger, and that's what the movie's about? You know, like, they say that phrase, like, 1,000 times in, like... Yeah. Marvel movies. They're like, you've got red on your ledger. She's like, what? I've got red on my ledger. He's right. I do have red on my ledger. And we're all like, yeah, okay, we get
what
it. That's
that
a phrase.
Mean?
Exactly. It just means that her history is not so clean.
Yeah.
And she would love to get that off of her record.
Off of her ledger.
Off of her ledger.
this is the thing. ScarJo, it's okay. You can be in all the other Marvel movies. Just let me do, like, the original, like, Black Widow movie. I can take your place, you know? Like, yeah, just kind of give it a younger feel.
Straight to DVD.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this.
I did hear about this.
Yeah, Shuri's getting a standalone film as well.
What?
She's getting a standalone comic book series.
Oh, my bad.
Comic book. I was going to say a movie? We're not ready.
I was like,
but
what?
She should get her own movie because she's awesome.
She should become the new Iron Man.
She should be the new Iron Man.
That's what I want her next move. Her standalone should be her becoming Iron Man.
How awesome would that be?
It would be super tight.
Ah, I love her.
If she could be Ironheart.
Give me a Valkyrie movie.
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing. Give me a hero we don't know much about. A Valkyrie movie would be amazing. Marvel, can you hire Sarah so she can just help you with all this stuff? Please, thank you.
What's up with Valkyrie? What's up? What's her deal? Where's she at?
I want to see her love story. I want to see her love story, and
I don't want her to have a love story unless it's with another woman.
It is with a woman.
No, but I like.
Yeah, they cut it out of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah, that woman.
Did you not know that? Yeah, that's why she's so depressed, is because her lover was killed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
By.
But it could be. But,
Kate Blanchett.
But they are like the Valkyries, and now we think of the Valkyries like the Amazons, where like all the women love each other because this is a powerful woman island.
No. This was somebody she loved and who sacrificed her life.
We committed it.
Yes, and like, they cut it out.
They LGBTQ'd it.
Yes, they LGBTQ'd it. Okay. Thank God. And yes, that would be an amazing standalone movie.
Okay.
Why they haven't done that, and it's an African-American lead. Like, what are you doing?
I think what I would do is I would do Guardians of the Galaxy, but I would make them like legit pirates. You know what I mean? Like efficient pirates, not like we're a ragtag bunch and we got together and now we always messed up, but now we're going to save the universe because that's what we do. I'm Star-Lord.
You cannot remake Guardians.
No,
so
no, no,
good.
But you do like that, like a space adventure. But they're space pirate, like
Solo?
True.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Solo 2? Dose?
I mean, Guardians is just Star Wars, so.
Speaking of Guardians.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're going to go there.
No.
We're not
going to
go there?
We shouldn't go there. it's way too hot of
Sarah
a topic.
Just shut me down. It's fine.
Guys, when you were at Comic-Con, did you go to Mickey's 90th birthday panel?
Yeah, I didn't.
I did not. It's really hard. I worked for DC the whole.
I worked
for the enemy.
They revealed his birthday portrait.
I hate it.
Why is he dropping salt on the world?
It's dust.
He's like,
it's pixie dust.
He's
Leo.
Just like salt daddying the universe,
spreading happiness around the world. He's a painting like by legendary Disney Animation Studios animator Mark Henn.
Have some salt. Oh boy.
Features Mickey floating over a world of happiness, commissioned by D23. With the Walt Disney Archives.
Wait, is this supposed to look old, or is it like,
no,
like a real piece of artwork now?
It's new. It's brand new.
It just feels old.
It doesn't look new. It looks old. It looks like old art, like when they were first learning how to draw Mickey Mouse in like a modern
style. It looks.
It's very weird. That it
Mark
looks like
Henn worked on. He's working on Ralph Breaks the Internet. He worked on Moana. He worked on.
Like, Mickey looks like he's standing on something, but he's flying and dropping salt on the world.
Oh, my God. Just let him live. He's 90.
It's just, like, weird. Oh, he's 90? Then it looks pretty good. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the catch
Man,
here?
Mickey, you look great for 90.
Inspired by the portraits painted by John Hench and wanted to capture some of the same style and sense of youth that John achieved in his portrait.
That's exactly what we're just saying.
It does look like he's standing.
Yeah, it looks like he's standing.
But he should be floating.
Which, by the way, a 90-year-old man drew that. It looks dope as hell.
No, the artist isn't 90. Mickey is 90.
I knew that.
Mickey is 90.
You said he's 90, and I'm like the artist.
No.
We're talking about the artist, you're like, he's 90. I'm like, okay.
Well, you're like, okay, well, then it's fine.
It's dope if a 90-year-old man drew that. If, like, a 37-year-old man drew that. What?
No. It's Mickey's 90th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
House.
God.
Y'all are on one tonight.
Oh, my God. We're just like this is what Comic-Con does. It just makes
you
angry.
It makes me loopy and silly.
We're tired. Everything is like, we're grumpy.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
We hate everything.
I'm dead. Just this whole episode, where am I? Who am I?
Anyway, over at Disneyland.
Where is that painting?
Nowhere.
It was just painted and they're never going to show it again?
It's where does for it live? Mickey's 90th. Let's see.
Okay, and it's for his 90th. Where will it
listen,
go?
Listen, D23 Gold members can enjoy the portrait in their own homes as the stunning cover of the fall 2018 issue of D23, the quarterly publication, sent exclusively.
But where's the painting going to live?
Probably at Disney.
I bet you they put it in that animation area.
Or in like some like
or
executive
probably
office.
In the Frank G. Wells building, Leo.
Yeah, probably.
Probably in the Frank G. Wells building.
You're probably right.
Me writing an angry letter to Disney. Where is this painting? Where physically is the painting?
My boyfriend is really curious.
I couldn't answer my boyfriend's question and I was embarrassed.
On national television.
I have to keep up my credibility, Disney. How old is the artist that drew the painting?
We're just wondering. We're just stylistically, it's interesting. Some choices were made. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Meanwhile, over at Disney.
Look at the lights.
Disney announced their holiday lineup.
Oh, boy.
Disneyland announced their holiday lineup.
Even better.
Guess when it's starting?
November.
November
1st.
9th.
Oh.
Close. November 9th through January 6th, you can enjoy holidays at the Disneyland Resort, featuring some classic entertainment offerings,
everyone.
Including Christmas Fantasy Parade. And
that was my joke, bro.
Santa freaks me out.
And
whoa, what's happening?
Viva Navidad.
Viva Navidad. That was fun.
Festival. Okay, yeah. So Festival of Holidays is coming.
I love Festival of Holidays.
It's going to be Viva Navidad Street Party and Festive Foods Marketplace, which is
Festive
dope.
Festive Foods is the best.
Cars is getting a holiday overlay. Again, Luigi's Joy to the World and Mater's Jingle Jamboree.
I don't like spinny rides, so I don't go on those.
Disneyland will see Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle, Believe in Holiday Magic, Fireworks, Christmas Fantasy Parade, and Small World Holiday and Haunted Mansion Holiday.
I love the holidays at the parks.
I hate the Haunted Mansion. I hate the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
Yikes.
I don't hate it.
I love
wish
it.
I just don't. I mean, it's 3 months out
I
of
just,
the year.
I know, but I can see the ceiling,
I like
and
it.
It really takes me out
the lighting,
of the
magic. The lighting is a little, I don't like that everything is just glowy. Like, I wish it, like, it'd be cool if some of it was a little more integrated, but at the same time, it does look like a takeover. Like, that's how Jack would have taken over the Haunted Mansion, and I kind of like that.
Okay.
What I love more is that it's Sarah's favorite time of year there, and I love walking down Main Street with her during Christmas time, and some of my fondest memories in our relationship are smelling the gingerbread and, you know, hearing
the
Christmas
really
music.
The red delivery.
I'm going to cry.
And it's like bundled up and it's cozy, and then like it snows and then Sarah cries and then we kiss and it's the end.
You know what? It's Dylan's favorite time of the year at the park too.
Why you got to steal my thunder?
I'm just
talking about my romance over here. No, I'm just playing.
I get
playing.
Emo over holidays at Disney because I worked there during holidays. And
There she goes.
Can I? What are they doing for Halloween?
All around you, Mickey's Halloween party. Beautiful.
Are we getting like the same spoopiness as we got last year? Because I thought Halloween decorations last year were great.
Yeah.
Is it all the same? Are we getting a Hocus Pocus show? Because no. I really dang.
Disney World. Go Disney World.
Allison's asking me who hurt me because I don't like glowy. I do like glowy. It's just the Haunted Mansion's not meant to be glowy, and you see too much when it's all glowy.
Here's what's cool. Were the wreaths back last year? The wreaths might be back on Main Street this year because there's no Paint the Night.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Which will be very exciting for me.
It'll be pretty. Much prettier. I don't like Paint the Night.
Prettier. What? We gotta cancel her.
What?
We gotta cancel her.
You don't like Paint the Night?
It's just a lot.
Oh, no, don't.
The
not,
first time
not
I
here.
Saw it, it was like this. Really beautiful, and now it's just like, I just, when the parades happen at the park, it really stresses me out because there's so many people and you can't go anywhere.
Do you get lit? Have you seen it at DCA though?
You're not, the night's not
no,
painting
I haven't
you.
Seen it
at nice at DCA.
The okay. night hasn't painted you.
I guess
Keaton.
Not.
You have to get lit.
You
have
gotta,
to dance
like,
with
go
us.
Off.
You have to go off. You can't go halfway. You can't go 78%. 100%.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to do Paint the Night.
Put your hands up because the night is young.
I feel like I need to do Paint the Night with these people to really truly appreciate it for what it should be.
Wreaths were back last year. Sorry. Okay. Well, they'll probably be back again this year.
That sounds about right.
I'm so sorry. People, go sit in the corner. No.
People are real mad at you, Keaton.
You guys, the parades when they're at Disneyland just really stress me out.
Not
there's
that,
so many
that's,
people.
I normally agree. I don't like the parades, but I love PTN.
PTN.
Yeah. Dude.
PTN is my fave, truly. I'm so sorry, all of you. I'm so sorry. I will learn
They're
to
offended.
Love Paint the Night.
You apologize.
I apologize. I'm
chat.
So sorry.
You'll be getting your personal emails.
I get really claustrophobic, and I get really stressed out when all those crowds are there. And I'm much.
Well,
I just love the rides.
I like it more.
And walking
at,
around.
I like it more at DCA.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fun there. There's more space there, and you can get out. And then it's over. The park's closed after that, so you just go home.
No, you go over to Disneyland. Who
well,
are
you know,
you?
What, you leave the park, you go home, and then everyone goes over to watch Fantastic and the Fire or Fantasmic and the Fireworks, and you just go straight to your car because there's no lines.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
learning everything.
That's what Paint the Night teaches you. You aren't listening. The song's not in your heart. You know?
No, we usually leave DCA before Paint the Night starts because we usually have a fast pass to Space Mountain at that usually around that time. So we're like we're over there while
valid.
The stuff is happening at in DCA.
You just gotta beat Fantasmic. That's the key. Yeah. Beat Fantasmic.
I've never seen Fantasmic.
Beat the fireworks.
Oh, well, I mean, you missed OG. Now it's like weird.
I'm going to go.
Now you got Mickey making a lot of weird noises.
Yeah, 90-year-old drawing of Mickey is not
okay.
happy with you. That's why he looks like that. He's like, oh, Keaton.
Okay,
how could you do this to me? You
usually the people I go with, they never want to see the shows, and it makes me really sad.
No, that's a thing. We'll have to, maybe we have to go.
I'm sorry.
We might have to.
I'm sorry.
No, I like it for one specific part when he goes pachyderm.
Does it do that anymore?
I don't think it does.
It doesn't do that anymore.
It really hurts my deep down.
I did do the canoes for the first time last time I went to Disneyland.
While Fantasmic was happening?
That's dangerous.
Did the monkeys hit you? Like, did Ka look at you? What happened?
No.
Pinocchio fell on top of her.
We went so fast, though. We were like a legit canoe team. And then also, I rode the new Incredicoaster, and it is pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's really good. Oh, we talked about the
Incredicoaster
since?
We haven't, really. Because I didn't ride it last time.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Do you guys want us to, I mean, let the chat decide, but we can talk about the Incredicoaster. I guess, you know what, let's just do it. So, Pixar Pier's up.
I guess we should.
But we got to talk about Bing Bong, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
Bing
Bong.
Oh, yeah, let's do that
Bing
first.
Bong.
Let's do that first.
Bing Bong's Sweet Stuff, it's open on Pixar Pier.
Oh, okay, speaking of Pixar Pier, what is Bing Bong's Sweet Stuff consisted of?
It is a merch store with a little bit of candy.
Oh, really? It's not a candy store with a little bit of merch?
Check it out.
I have that shirt! I bought the shirt. The
I see.
Does it
the wilderness.
Like
the wilderness.
It's like a fun store. I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's cool.
They got some like slushies in there.
All right. That's a nice refreshing
and there's
break.
There's going to be...
DCA coming up, by the way.
There's going to be a statue...
Fun to hang there.
There's going to be a statue... Yeah, it is. There's going to be a statue of Bing Bong in there. But for now, since it's not done, they have this drawing of him...
It's terrifying.
It's Riley's drawing of Bing Bong.
Oh, that's the placeholder.
Excuse me while I have nightmares tonight.
It previously had his nose coming through the sheet.
All right, here's all right.
Which was a little.
Oh,
weird.
I remember that.
It was a little bit weird. So they.
I saw
it.
That on a certain subreddit.
Yeah. Yep. I know which one you saw it on.
Hold up.
I gotta
find this. They replaced it with this flat version. For now.
Okay, so here's my question. You ready? This is for the chat room as well. Do you think that there's like some cool story behind this drawing, like one of the Disney artists had their kid draw Bing Bong, or do you think that a grown Disney artist with the ability to draw some of the finest art in the world drew this picture of Bing Bong?
The latter.
I think it's the adult. It's too good. I didn't draw anything that cohesive as a child.
I don't know how to use Reddit.
I love how... Can we go back to the exterior of the store? Exterior. There. Everyone's like, he's dead, and they mounted his head on the...
Oh, my God!
I didn't think that at all. Wow.
Oh,
he's an imaginary...
My
I like
God.
The thing that says, I cry candy.
I'm cotton candy.
I cry candy.
I cry candy.
Oh, my God.
There he is. Who's your friend? Like, Wounds your friend. Okay, do you want to talk about the Incredicoaster?
Thanos killed Bing Bong.
Speaking of, he was a victim of Thanos.
Oh, wait, no. Bing Bong was originally sketched by the director of photography's 7-year-old daughter.
Oh.
I was right.
Look at Reddit teaching me all these fun things.
It's fun. Because it looks pretty convincing, that's why. I'm like, that's pretty good. Like, a kid would draw. I was kidding. A kid would draw that, like, with the whiskers coming off and everything. Anyway, Pixar Pier, though, is a lot of fun. I think that it is a massive improvement to that area. But the Incredicoaster is like the best refurb, I feel like, ever.
It's pretty.
It's a really big statement to make.
I mean,
the best refurb ever.
I think it is, honestly.
He's like really decisive tonight.
Yeah.
Have you been to Disney in your life?
Yeah, but like I feel like, you know, there's always a complaint. Like, obviously, there's always complaints, and sometimes they're small. This is like a complete overhaul of the ride that changes the look and the feel completely. Like, it feels like a longer ride. It's more enjoyable to go on. The effects are really cool.
Dude, I like the Incredicoaster, but it is not.
Okay, well, then, what is your favorite? What do you think is the best?
Well, you're talking about rides that were, like, renovated or completely changed.
Like, either way. What else?
Buzz Lightyear.
What was it before?
Rocket Rods.
Oh, that's like, that wasn't Rocket Rods.
You mean, like, they didn't really change the ride, but they changed the ride? That kind of thing?
No, like, Rocket Rods is on the...
Right, I'm saying, like, okay, well, like, whatever.
That's not a refurb. They were like, we need to put another ride there now, because Rocket Rods is broken forever. That's like, they, like, added a ride.
I'm saying, like...
It's like, okay, here's, okay.
Like, Interventions from like, America no, Saints.
It's like, exactly.
Star Tours from...
Monsters, Inc., the Hollywood
Right,
limo.
Monsters, Inc. That's, from Superstar but, Limo is a way better renovation.
Yeah, but I feel like it wasn't a... It's, like, been tucked away.
Everyone's like, you like it better than Mission Breakout from Guardian, from Tower?
Yeah, because it doesn't feel... It just made a new ride, but it doesn't, like...
You're talking about something that, like, wasn't changed that much, but was
literally
changed.
Well, it's like... Because, like, Mission Breakout is amazing, but Tower of Terror wasn't not amazing. That was also amazing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it went from good to also good.
Yeah, no,
like, this went from something that was, like, a major, in-the-middle landmark.
Golden Dreams into Ariel's Undersea Adventure.
Well, come on. I don't know. How often do we go on that ride? It's like, it is cool, but...
Yeah, but it's 100 times better than Golden Dreams.
What was Golden Dreams?
It's still like another ride that I'm like, okay, that's nice. That's cool.
So, Leo, I would disagree with you because I think it was... I think it's a really great kind of like way to make it thematic to Pixar Pier. Yeah. But I felt like a lot of it, like besides the cool big glass cases that you see, the other stuff kind of...
It does feel kind of
It feels very like...
It does.
Like...
It does feel sort of tacked on.
But just like,
but I feel like it really gave the ride the ride now has a personality.
No, the ride has a storyline now.
Yeah, it just like feels like it belongs there now. Like, I feel like adding Ariel, that just makes sense. You just put a new ride inside, gut it out, and put like, okay, now it's a little
So you're not talking about just taking a space and building a new ride inside.
It's a refurbishment. Like, I get, yes, new rides have been put in place
of old ones.
Yeah, but I think it's like the most fitting
update.
There's
like three different kinds of like renovations. It's like when they... updated Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan to be like the same ride
right,
but
with a
better.
Few things, like Thunder Mountain. Like they added the thing in the tunnel in the end. Yeah.
Or taking a ride and not changing the track and making it a new ride, like the Incredicoaster.
Yeah.
Or taking a building, gutting it completely, and building a new ride. So you're talking about it's the best for that middle one.
For the middle one. Because like Monsters, Inc. is really good, though.
I still don't agree, because Monsters, Inc. is better than Superstar Limo 100 times over.
100%. Yeah. We try to forget. Superstar Limo.
There's other ones too, like
Pooh Bear.
Like,
wasn't like
no, because that's gutting Country Bears and building Pooh Bear. Same with like
House.
This is just a fun. This is a fun category, honestly.
You just love it.
I love it.
I just love it. I had so much fun.
I love
on
it because
I
felt like it was such a waste of space before. Like it was a fine roller coaster, but I never wanted to go on it. And now that whole like area has
you
life.
Never want to go on it. Incredicoaster was like one of my favorite rides. I mean, sorry. The California Screaming was one of my favorite rides.
Yeah.
But, like, and so, like, the Incredicoaster, like, now that it's that, it just heightens it.
Yeah.
And I do like that you can get out of the sun because of the little things.
Yes, and I also like when you exit the ride, it's just like you're back in it. Like, it feels, you know, like before Pixar Pier fell out of the way, and now that it has, like, the whole Incredibles theme, it, like, links it to the rest of the pier. It's just, like, it's a more flowy.
Yeah, Ryan points out Frozen is better than Maelstrom.
Oh, at Epcot. Dude. That is, that's the best one. You're probably right.
Wait, what?
That's a true
I love Maelstrom. I thought, I was so sad when Frozen took that
but
over.
But Frozen's better.
Way better.
What is the Frozen one like? Is it just like the Ariel Strato
thing? It's the third best refurb ever.
It's the same exact track as Maelstrom. You go backwards and everything.
Yeah, but it's like Frozen themed. It's not like all over the place. Like before you had to be Nordic to understand it.
I truly actually will criticize the Frozen ride because it's pretty bare bones. Like, the animatronics are so great, but, like, there's no... It's exactly like the movie. Maybe that's why they did it. There's, like, no settings. There's no physical space that they're in. Like, everything is projected onto the walls. They're not, like, in a space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in Snow White, like, there's all the trees and the cottage. Yeah. And, like, in Frozen, it's just, like... Anna and Kristoff, like, standing in front of, like, a blue wall being for the first time in forever. And, like, Elsa with, like, some castle, but really just, like, screens. It's like...
But that effect is really cool.
The reason I loved it so much before was because it was, like, the most exciting ride at Epcot, one. Mm-hmm. Two, it was just so random. I was like, what is this?
Well, that's
this?
The thing is, like, it was a meme. The ride was so weird that you had to go on it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I loved about it.
That is cool, but that's like, that's
but yeah,
it's too meta. You know
I agree,
what I mean?
I agree.
Like, I prefer that they have something that is actually good. Not something that's good because it's not.
I feel like there's other ones in Disney World that I'm like forgetting about.
Or Disney World.
Yeah, no, there probably is. Look, I just blurted that out.
Does Indiana Jones but it is into a fun... dinosaur count?
No, because they, that's a good try.
Is it still dinosaur?
That's a nice, you know what it is?
That's, in Disney World.
That's the best use of Disney copying their own material.
Yeah.
No, like literally, I remember the dinosaur ride reminded me so much of the Universal Studios Jurassic Park ride. I was like, this is just a ripoff.
No, it's Indiana Jones.
I know it's Indiana Jones, but then like.
Wait, there's no water.
Huh? I know there's not, but it literally feels like the same like.
The same grabby, watch out. Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. It's the same.
Like,
how else
feels
do you do
like
dinosaurs, though? You know, like you have to have them.
You know what? You have them come into your house at night when you're asleep and you're a little kid.
That's
and
terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And then they eat the dog and drink out of your pool. So
did it eat the dog?
That was Jurassic Park 2. Oh. Yeah. I would love if it was like they did like a slow dark ride with dinosaurs, though, and it's like you're more observing them like in nature. It would be cool.
That's
like the
what?
Train.
That.
Like the train, but like a dark ride, and it was more like immersive. I wish they would. Like the one they used to have at Knott's Berry Farm that was really bad, the time traveling one where you go see the dinosaurs, that was kind of cool. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, I do remember that one. That one was cool.
I can't think of any other rides that were like, they like just changed the track.
You love this topic too. Listen, I just said it because I thought it was like, you know, I'm an emotionally peaking person, and like in that moment, I just said it, but I realize it's probably not true at all. Like, Monsters is a better one. And
you're very emotional tonight. Like,
I'm just all over the charts tonight. I do think it is very, very good though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it is one of my personal favorites.
He loves the Incredicoaster.
I could literally ride that.
It made me care about
a
coaster that I never wanted to ride. Like one loop isn't enough to draw me in for 20 seconds. You know what I mean?
I've always loved that ride.
Like,
I'm so
go to Six Flags if I want loops. I come to Disney for the story.
But I can go on it for loops and get off of it for the story.
And you can't because there was no story.
There was no story.
I still want
to
go.
Story was,
is there
welcome
a story
to California.
On the Ferris wheel now?
The story is...
it's literally one of the scariest rides at Disneyland is that stupid Ferris wheel.
Dude, when that thing starts rolling, you're like, no. I
cannot convince anybody who's ridden it before to ride it again with me because they're all too scared. And
it's
I'm like,
also like, I've been around that one time. I don't need to go around it another time. You know,
Allison Scott says, I hope they keep Monsters, Inc. and move it in the event that they turn that whole area into Marvel Land. Has there ever been an instance of them moving a ride?
No, it's just cheaper to build a new ride.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever moved
it.
I don't think they've ever
put it by Star Wars Land. We got some space.
The story is friendship of the Ferris wheel. That's what the
friendship.
Yeah. it's Pixar Pal Around.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
What?
Pixar Pal Around.
What is?
That's what it's called.
What is?
The Ferris wheel.
Oh, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Oh, they moved the teacups. She's like, teacups.
That's like build a flat concrete thing and put a bunch of cups on it. That's like an easy one.
That's not like a ride.
Yeah.
That's like moving benches. We used to have a parking lot here. Let's put the teacups here now.
that's an easy one. I've done it myself.
I really can't think of a time that they've moved a ride. Other than the teacups, I'm saying like an enclosed ride in a show building.
Where they picked up the building off the floor.
Because, they also moved...
Because they would have to disassemble it.
Astro Orbiter.
Did they?
/ they might again. There's rumors that they're going to move it back towards Space Mountain.
Must be an easy ride to do.
Yeah, that's another one where it's like a kind of self-contained apparatus that they just pick up and move and build a new queue.
Yeah.
Yes, they are moving Flix Flyers and retheming it to Inside Out. Again, these are all like Flix Flyers is the type of ride you see on the back of a truck on a freeway. Of course they can move it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
And then you set him up with like an Allen wrench. It's like,
yeah, you're like, terrified. It's like an IKEA setup. You're like,
and the guy's still building it as they're writing it. Like, yeah, give me your ticket. Go ahead. I'm like, we're going to die and get tetanus.
Any ride that isn't just like a spoke with things on it.
Or a boat
has not ever been moved.
The ponies.
What do you feel about all the additions to the little boat ride?
The little boat ride?
Then they put the Elsa castle in it.
Oh.
Storybook Land Mouse.
Yeah. That's cool. Because that ride just like... It's why neat because that's what it's about. Like, no. It should be a tour of everything.
But this is the thing. Why would you do the Storybook Canals if you have the Casey Jr. train? Like, the Casey Jr. train because is so much better.
Because it's like the old world Disney theme park idea where it's just like a park where you do silly things. You ride on a boat, you get on a train, you look at some little models of cast. It's cute. We go with the family on Sunday. We buy a $7,000 cup of coffee. Like, it's like... You know, it's like the olden times when things were simpler, and it has that childish.
Are we disrespecting Storybook Land Canals right now?
No, I'm just saying,
an opening day attraction.
You actually just proved my point. Thank you very much. It's old school.
That's it, guys.
That's all we got.
Do you think they'll do like a because I saw you type the thing about the Mad Hatter tea party thing. Oh, what if they like made like a Marvel party?
No.
Well, I was just thinking because someone asked that
lightning in a bottle.
Christine was like, "Do you think they'll ever bring back Mad Tea Party?" And I was like, "No, because that's Marvel area now." But I'm just like, you know, they were like, "Let's get rid of Mad Tea Party because this whole area is going to be Marvel." Do you think the payoff is enough right now? Like, Mad Tea Party was. Popping.
It was popping.
And
dude.
That area is not popping right now.
Like I said, Mad Tea Party was like a Disney doing one of their random things that never works, but this time.
It worked.
This time it worked. It created a little mini culture and sub community, and
Mad Tea
was good.
The best.
We loved going.
We loved Mad Tea.
You guys introduced me to it.
Dude.
Yeah, that was the first time I went to the park with you guys.
I met a lot of people there. Like a lot of people that are like my friends now. Like I met them there, and I met a ton of you guys. Like people that like watch like
we stayed just for Mad Tea.
Yeah, we were like,
yeah, let's go to Mad Tea.
Maybe you want to go home? I kind of want to watch Mad Tea.
Mad Tea.
Even though we know every single song, that was the point. Anyways, sorry guys, that's it. Thank you for
going down.
Today was a roller coaster. You might even say it was an incredible coaster.
Incredible.
We went through some ups and downs.
Not incredible.
And,
Thanks for watching Disney News Weekly,
guys.
Follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter @ThePopcornTalk. And on YouTube @Popcorn Talk Network. And I'm Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
I'm at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram. Follow me and tell me what your thoughts are on my rants.
And I'm at Keaton Markey all over the interwebs.
Love ya.
Bye.
I love you guys so hard. Bye.
Stay tuned for Disney Tells All.
Close it.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.